It's time for the Pre-Tip Show, brought to you by Union Bank and Trust, where people don't have your money. Your money has people.
Good afternoon and welcome back. Kent Pavelka and Jake Muehlheisen as the Huskers of Nebraska, Nebraska's men's basketball team, officially not getting the season started today, but unofficially the 2024-25 basketball season on the air. Underway with a preview event today coming to you from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. What you say? What's going on? Well, it's a wrinkle that has been added to the schedule ahead of the October 27th exhibition game against Grand Valley State. We have this intra-squad scrimmage that they put together probably 2 weeks ago and had the idea, well, let's put it on the radio as well. So we're on Huskers.com and the Huskers app for you this afternoon, and we're delighted to be so, playing in front of some extremely interested fans as the Devaney Center is once again the venue. And some warm memories of this place. Fred Hoiberg on a YouTube post the other day talking about his memories of playing in here and coaching in here. Jake, you playing in here, I've got some memories, too, of some broadcasts in here, a few of them.
Well, it just sounded weird when you said, welcome to the Bob Devaney Sports Center on the air here. And this will be my first game, you know, seeing here since 2013 before they moved over to PBA. But, yeah, a lot of good memories here. And I think it's a really fun aspect that they're adding this year with this scrimmage, having it here at Devaney, and just the memories. I mean, I don't know how many games you called here, KP, how many games I came here as a kid watching, you know, those 90s Danny Neat teams, and then obviously playing here. Just a lot of good memories being back here in the Bob.
Yeah, I did. The very first game played here in 1974, the place opened, and I remember, I guess it was Lute Olson, brought his Iowa Hawkeyes in here, and Nebraska was recruiting a player by the name of Ronnie Lester, a really good guard, and it came down out of Chicago, and it came down to Nebraska and Iowa. Iowa got him. He came in here, and Nebraska dropped its first game ever here in 74-75. And then the last game against Minnesota on senior night right before we moved to the Bob, or to the to PBA. So lots of warm memories. And this is going to be, I got to phrase this correctly, this will mark this year the 50 years since my first broadcast of Nebraska basketball.
Now, how about that?
I didn't do them all. Of course, I was gone some years, but 50 years ago, 74-75 was my first season.
That's pretty awesome.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So here we are. And didn't expect to be on the air until the 27th, but on the 13th October, Oregon. Thinking Oregon and
watching that Oregon
oh
Ohio State game.
Gosh, what a football game. 13th of October, this inter-squad scrimmage, and I think it's the fans are going to be delighted at what they see here. And I think you are, too. I've seen four or five practices. And we got plenty of time to talk about these guys, and we will. This is going to be an unusual broadcast. I'm not going to do play-by-play as if, you know, Purdue's in here and we're trying to knock off number one. It's not going to be that intense. We're going to stop down and really talk about these guys. But I love them. I think they got a real chance.
Well, everybody that I've talked to, and I haven't had a chance to go down there and watch practice yet, but everybody I've talked to and being down there, obviously including yourself and people that have talked to Coach Hoiberg and the other assistants, that you know, this team, we're going to have a lot of size. And you look from top to bottom, you know, we're going to be 6'4 a lot of the times, unless you have Sam Hoiberg in there, but 6'4 is going to be our shortest player, all the way to DeBraxton Mia at 7'1. So you have, you know, 10, 11 guys in that rotation that can really play and contribute. And the size is what I love about this team, but also what I've heard a lot about and talked a lot about is just the skill. The skill level that this team has top to bottom, and guys that can pass it, shoot it, rebound, defend, you know, all over the board, that this team is highly, highly skilled. And the first time in a while that we have two true point guards in Wooster and Euless. So that's going to be a lot of fun to have that component this year where, you know, obviously we had Sam Griesel, a really good point guard, maybe not your true typical point guard when you think of that in that sense, but we've got two guys. You got Wooster and Euless with a lot of high-level experience. Both, obviously, Wooster started at Utah. Euless started at Iowa when he was there. So they have a lot of big-time major college experience at that point guard position.
Yeah, you take a look at the entire roster, 17 players, 13 scholarship guys, and 4 walk-ons. And I think you can make the case. You mentioned the number 11 players that you could maybe at this point envision being in a rotation of 8 or 9 eventually. And so you got the job of cutting that 11 down to 8 or 9. Which is going to be tough, but I think you can make the case that there are some walk-on guys that have a chance, you know, that can could help you if you need them. So, bottom line, I think you could look at 15 guys out of the 17 who can play.
Yeah,
you know, you're looking at some walk-ons in that group, but this is a team that is going to be deep. It's going to be long. It's going to be talented. And it's going to be versatile in the sense that you can play a lot of different ways.
They can throw some lineups out there that, you know, big, small, shooting, you know, really good defensive lineups. But it's going to be a really interesting to watch how Fred, you know, starting the season and how he starts to mix and match different lineups against different opponents, because I think we can match up with anybody and especially put some pressure on those opposing teams' defenses with the skill level that we have offensively, and you've seen him, Ken, and talking to a lot of people that have gone down there and talking to some of the coaches, where top to bottom, I think this is going to be a better shooting team, a more consistent shooting team from top to bottom. Now, we're not going to have the KZ Tomanak. We're going to miss him, you know, how he spreads the floor, but top to bottom, 1 through 5, whoever's out on the floor, I think we're going to have 5 guys that can really shoot the basketball, and Fred can mix up some lineups that, you know, have 5 shooters out there that can really shoot the basketball and spread those defenses out and give us some opportunities getting to the rim as well.
Yeah, and this is kind of an audacious thing to say, but I've said it to a lot of friends. I can see if this team comes together like I imagine it could, that you're not going to miss Casey that much, because you've got some guys that can shoot it on that level with Gavin Griffiths and Asijan. And don't forget Williams last year at the end of the year. But, yeah, we're going to get into a lot of this in more detail, but that's just one observation I have. So let's start before the action starts and talk about this group from the standpoint of what's missing. You know, so you don't have Rink Mast. And that's going to be a loss. He was arguably... people would say Casey, but I think Rink was the kind of the heart and soul of this team, and along with Josiah Alec. You don't have either one of those guys.
Yeah, you're right. Those two guys were, you know, going back and thinking about last season, where those two guys were really the heart and soul of this team. They were really able to get this team going in certain games and use Josiah Alec. He was our energy guy. He was our guy that set the tone on the physical level and really kind of imposed his will against other teams on both sides of the floor. He would be diving after the basketball, banging into their bigs, and just being that all-out hustle guy and doing all the little things. And I don't know who's going to be that guy for this year's team. And it could be Braxton Mia. It could be Juwan Gary that fills those shoes. But that will be greatly missed this season. And then, obviously, with Rank, his skill level on both sides, he was able to defend the bigs. But offensively, a lot of our offense ran through Rink Mast last year. And it'll be interesting to see what Coach Hoiberg does this year and how he runs his offense at that high post. Will we do as much? I don't think we will, but
no.
You have a couple guys in Barakay and Gavin Griffiths that could be that guy, and then Morgan can be. He really can be, but we're not going to have that skill level at the 5 like we have with Rank Mast. He even brought the ball to the floor in a lot of games too, so that'll be something to watch, you know, the first 5 games of this season. Who's going to fill the shoes of Josiah Alec and Rink Mast?
Well, I think in an odd way, you do have a guy at the 4 position. If you want to talk about Rink playing 4 and Josiah playing 5, or if you have it the other way around, this analogy doesn't work. But you got a 4 that is as talented and can do as many things, but different things in Barakay Buchtenjil.
And I'm not saying that last name. I'm not even going to try. I told you that. I'm calling him Barakay. He told you what he wanted.
First practice I saw when he got here after playing in Europe in the for his national team in the under 19 FIBA events. I don't know how he knew who I was, but as soon as the practice was over, I walked up to him, and before I could say anything, he said, "Call me BK." He knew I was going to ask how to pronounce the name, and I said, "No, no, no." I said, "I gotta know." And so I tried it. I said, BK Bukajic. Just call me BK.
So did you pronounce
it
right?
I said, no. Let me try it again. I'm BK Bukajic. He said, I said, is it close? He said, it's close. So that's
good job.
BK
Bukajic. I'm not even going to attempt it. He's either going to be BK or BK the entire time.
Well, he did say, call me BK. So we're going to pause for our national anthem here ahead of the start of this scrimmage, scheduled to begin in about 5 minutes. Crowd here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Never did I think I'd be doing another basketball broadcast.
That's
here.
Awesome.
Reason this team can't have sustained success. This can't be another decade before Nebraska gets back in the NCAA tournament. Just getting there, getting a taste.
Got a video going on here. I'm not sure if the audio is coming through on this or not. We'll have the national anthem as well, but let's see if we can pick this up.
It's always hard to get to the tournament. Many coaches say it's tougher to get back for a second year.
The challenge now is not only getting back, just taking this program to where it's never been before. Feeling a little bit of hunger because we didn't win. Feeling like it's unfinished business.
I don't think it's coming out very well, Jake. We can talk more soon. But video put together for this event, I think, and then there'll be probably a different one for the exhibition game on the 27th.
Yeah, but either way, we all know how good a job Husker Vision does putting these videos together. The kids love it. And you know what this helps? This helps with recruiting. And people don't think a lot about that, but these videos, the hype videos that Husker Vision and Nebraska put out, that helps, you know, attract recruits so they can see what Nebraska basketball is all about. So another video and hype video, but and who knows what they'll have at PBA for the first game.
Here's how they are splitting up the teams. The red team today will be Raleigh Wooster, the transfer from Utah, will be the point guard on the red team starting lineup. Bryce Williams will be the two guard. Braxton Mia will start at center. BK Bukajic will be the four man, and Juwan Gary will be the three. Here's our national anthem.
Nobody's singing that. I thought you might start singing for us.
I could have.
I know.
It wouldn't have been good, but I could have. I didn't get to say. How was your summer?
Man, it flew by. It was good, though. It was good. It was just fast and kids' activities and try to get a little golf sprinkled in there, but it was good. How was yours?
It was fine. I've gotten a lot done. It was a lot of my off season is pretty much dedicated to doing stuff that goes begging during the season. So I got a lot accomplished around the house. Didn't do any traveling or anything like that, but I feel good about what I got accomplished in that sense. Pretty boring.
Well, you could have came to my house and got some of my stuff done.
I could have.
I didn't get any texts or calls offering that up.
Hey, I want to stop down and express sympathy to you and your family on the loss of your Uncle Dan.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Been a battle cancer for 8 years, and obviously last couple days been tough, but I appreciate that, and I'll miss seeing him down. He always sat the four seats to our right. I'll miss seeing him yell at the referees this season.
Yeah, he was there wasn't a better Husker fan.
Nope, but I appreciate that.
And I hope your family, wish your family the best here in the next few days and weeks and months. So they're announcing the starting lineups here. I told you for the red team. Here's the roster for the red team. Wooster, Williams, Mia, Bukajic, Gary, Jacobson, Burt, and Frager. And then for the white team, Euless, Sejan, Morgan, Griffiths, Hoiberg, Bolus, Jankowski, and Grace.
Okay, so who are you picking?
Well, I would think that the red team, you got both Juwan and Bryce on the red team. And, you know, I don't know who will eventually will start at point guard, but today on that team it'll be Wooster, the transfer from Utah, and Ulis, of course, the other candidate to potentially start at point guard. But I think my opinion, Jake, is that you're going to see these guys play roughly equally throughout the year.
Yeah, I would agree. And they both bring a little bit different dynamic. But, you know, Wooster is he's a really good point guard. And people don't give him enough credit on his physicality, his athleticism, and how good of a defender he is. But he is a legit Big Ten point guard that I'm really happy to see wearing the scarlet and cream and Nebraska uniform. And then Ulis, you know, he is a really elite on-ball defender. Not a great shooter, but he's capable. I think he's a guy that can knock down at that 35% clip just to make teams respect him, but vision is really good, able to get to the rim and create for his teammates.
Two guys that have had a lot of experience at this level. Wooster played 3 years at Utah, Ulis 3 years at Iowa. Ulis, part of three NCAA teams at Iowa. And Wooster, he's going to flirt with 1,000 career points. Comes in with 888 this year. But, yeah, they bring different skill sets to the table. And so that's one position where I think that you're going to see the depth play out in terms of how the minutes are split up. And the other position I'd say that about is the five spot, Andrew Morgan and Braxton Mia.
Yeah, I agree. And Morgan and Mia both bring different elements to the table. And you and I were talking before coming on the air, and I think Braxton Mia – you know, he reminds me, if you go all the way back to the Kamani Friend era, you know, probably not quite as good as Kamani, but similar skill set where high flyer, athletic, can block shots, can rebound. But both those guys really like to score with inside, you know, 8 to 10 feet, nothing outside of that. And then Morgan, very similar to Rink Mast, not quite as skilled as far as passing and maybe not quite as good a shooter, but a bigger body and can probably be a better rebounder and defender for Nebraska. But you're taking the red team, I'll take the white team.
Okay, I got the red.
Okay, but yeah. I'm excited to see those guys play. And I think back to the point guard conversation, I think this gives Coach Hoiberg a chance to really push the tempo. We kind of slowed it down last year not having that true point guard, but now with both of those guys, whether Ulis or Wooster, that those guys can really push the tempo, the pace that Fred wants.
Sam Hoiberg's going to start for the whites. By the way, the whites are the grays. I don't. What happened to the white concept?
Well, I guess they're going.
Red and gray. So Mia will jump up against Morgan. Mia at 7'1", Morgan at 6'10", and Mia on two taps gets it to Raleigh Wooster into the front court, right in front of us, floor level. Mia's got it left elbow. Has cutters coming to it. Is Wooster guarding him as a siege? It comes left. William Square shoots, misses short on the three, and here comes. Here comes the gray team in transition. Morgan and off to Griffiths with a jab step fake. Winds up in the hands of Morgan. Their first possession of the game. Running Nebraska's offense, five out. Penetration, the kick. Here's Ulis in the paint. Now out to Griffiths. He shoots one up short from about 18.
Coach Hoiberg gives these guys a lot of freedom. You can see that in this. The first two possessions, a lot of guys cutting, a lot of action, but a lot of freedom on offense.
And these guys know each other pretty well.
Yes, they
you know?
Do. And it's kind of hard to run your sets when the other team knows exactly what you're doing.
Long three by Gary comes up short. Haven't hit a basket yet. Two shots by the Reds and one by the Grays. And it'll be in line out of bounds to the Reds.
And all threes early on. But you see what Braxton Mia can do. He was one on three trying to get that offensive rebound. Just a big body, athletic body, but almost, and did come up with the offensive rebound for his team.
Inbounds pass in the paint. Buchtengel with the left hand finishes on a nice wheeled move left side.
And Berke, the lefty, and he's showing his skill set right there. What a great catch, though, the lob out of bounds. And you'll see that a lot when the baseline out of bounds sets with Fred Hoiberg.
Morgan to Ulis on the other end of the floor. The Grays have the ball, or the white team, I guess we should call it. Morgan with it. Mishandles it, double team. Williams slaps it away from him. Turnover against the Grays, and the Reds have the ball. Ahead 2-0. There's Williams inside to the big guy, Mia, who missed it, but cleaned up As the defense came to Mia, Gary was there in the putback.
I'm surprised Mia there just doesn't go up and dunk that one. Tries to lay it in and just land it off the backboard. But you see the athleticism. We know what Juwan Gary can do in an offensive board for Juwan.
Inside, they come to Morgan, who scores point blank. So we're seeing the potential that we're going to see down low inside with Morgan and Mia here early on.
And those two guys will be really important this season. But I like the physicality that both those guys play with. And then there's a sloppy inbound pass by the red team. But I like these first three shots were threes, and the last three buckets all inside by both the red and the white team.
4-2 the score. Reds ahead. Reds with the ball. Buchtenjel near the timeline to Williams, comes right all the way down the right lane line, kicks it out. Wooster extra pass. Buchtenjel three ball, no good, off the back of the rim, and the rebound to Hoiberg.
Some really good action though, and you see what Barricade can do spreading the floor. Had a good look from that left wing, just missed it.
Aaron Ulis, A-H-R-O-N is how he spells it. Here's Griffiths. Deep three right corner is no good. Wooster comes the other way for the Reds, who are ahead 4-2. Wooster scoops it out to Williams. Squares, shoots, three ball, no good. And the offensive rebound. Mia inside, put back, yes.
Mia.
He is so big.
He just threw, yeah, I think it was Connor Asijan, Hoiberg, and Ulis trying to block him out. And I mean, that is a big fellow right there, just throwing his weight around, get that offensive board. But you need that. I mean, when you're not shooting the ball well, like we are early on both sides, you need your big guys to get those offensive boards. And I think Morgan and Braxton can be those guys. And he's got two offensive rebounds already, does Braxton Mia.
He's 7'1", 265 pounds out of Layton, Utah. All Pac-12 defensive team 2 years ago, 22-23 season. He is big, and inside he's a lob threat. On the other end, he is a shot blocker, rim protector. Here's Buchtenjel, left lane line. Tries to pass it across the key. It's intercepted by Griffiths. Griffiths, we saw him against Nebraska twice last year playing for Rutgers. Handles the ball in the midcourt. Gives it off to Ulis, coming right. One-handed pass. Asijan yet to shoot. Left side to Griffiths again, draws a double, down inside to Morgan, puts it on the floor, down inside, and draws a foul.
Good two-man game between Griffiths and Morgan, and you can see what Griffiths can do at 6'8", handling the basketball on the left wing, playing that on-ball screen, a pick-and-roll with Morgan. And I love Griffiths. I think he's going to be a great addition to this team. He played really well, as you mentioned, when he was with Rutgers against Nebraska last season. But a guy that's more athletic than given credit for.
Here's Morgan on a three. He misses. Huskers have yet to connect with any consistency at all from three. Haven't hit one yet.
Ofer.
Down inside. Right side of the floor. And Gary misses his second three-point attempt. Ulis comes the other way for the Grays. 6-2. The Reds leading the Grays. Here's Griffiths, left side of the floor to Asijan. He's yet to shoot it. You remember him from Wisconsin, especially two seasons ago. He didn't play much last year for the Badgers. He was a numbers victim. He had an injury, and then he just didn't hit for rotation, and he got in the portal and playing for the Huskers here.
Yeah, good pickup by Hoiberg and crew to get him here. A Nebraska uniform, but he's a guy that can really shoot the basketball, has improved defensively, but he's going to be an important piece this year.
Here he's got the ball. Griffiths does. Left side, it's Hoiberg driving, stopping on the block. Fadeaway jumper good from 12 feet away. Hoiberg with his first basket makes it 6-4.
Sam hitting a little Dirk Nowitzki one-foot step back over the outstretched arms of Juwan Gary.
Wooster with a drive and a stop of action on a whistle. Foul on the play, and we got a timeout on the floor here. Huskers having a little trouble connecting from distance in this game.
Yeah, right now combined 0-8. The red is 0-5. The white team's 0-3. But you've gotten some pretty good looks, but the red team has four offensive rebounds, two from Braxton Mia. That's going to be his role, is rebounding, defense, and shot blocking. And then obviously be very opportunistic on the offensive end. A lot of pick and rolls for Braxton Mia. He's not going to be a guy that steps out and shoots threes. You saw Josiah last year able to knock down a couple of threes. I don't think he's probably going to attempt more than five this season, if I had to pick. Maybe not even one. But he's not a guy that's probably going to attempt one, but a very important role for him is, like we talked earlier, to fill those shoes and that role of Josiah Alec, being the physical, the high energy guy, and play that role of defense, rebounding, and shot blocking.
Got Fred is coaching the Whites, and again, the White team is wearing great jerseys, but Fred's coaching them, and then you got on the other end of the floor, Adam Howard looks to be the guy who's calling the shots for the red team, and the other two assistants, Ernie Ziegler and Nate Lenzer, are kind of walking around helping wherever they want to.
I guess. I think Fred's doing the same thing too. He's walking over to the red huddle now.
Okay,
I thought he was with the Whites as well, but he's going back and forth. So
you would figure that, yeah. He would be the guy that would kind of walk both sidelines.
Yeah, you got Coach Ernie Ziegler here to our left with the Whites, and
Nate Howard,
and then Howard with the
Adam Howard
with the Reds. So this is a fun setup, and really, we haven't talked about the crowd, but a decent crowd here today. Probably what, a couple thousand?
Yeah, I'd say so. Beautiful day to do all kinds of stuff outside.
Yep.
No Husker football game this weekend, and lots of NFL action today. And this thing was just put together 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
I think a lot of people didn't know about it. But I like it. You know, this is basketball's version of the spring game, if you will.
I do, too. And it gives these guys a chance to play some game action in front of fans. Albeit it's against the same team, so they know what you're running. They know all the same vocabulary. But it's a game atmosphere instead of just going into practice into the Hendricks and just banging against each other.
Nick Janowski's in the ball game, driving his Wooster, gathers himself and finishes at the rim. His first basket. Here come the Grays. Across the timeline, right side is Euless. Sat last year, sat out. He has 1 year of eligibility remaining. This is it. Morgan with the ball. Lots of seniors on this year's team, Jake.
There are. We got our two freshmen in the game right now. We got Frager from Southwest and Janowski, our freshman from Wisconsin.
Driving the ball, Morgan, and Mia fouls him. A little late whistle there, but Morgan not afraid to take it to Mia. Two huge... Well, Mia's huge, and Morgan is big. I mean, they're giving Nebraska an element, a flavor that they didn't have last year.
Yeah, they're legit Big Ten post players. They got size. They got, the weight on them as well, where sometimes you have the 6'10 or 7-footer that, you know, weighs a buck 50. But these guys are put together. They're physical, and they're going to be relied upon heavily, obviously, in that front court for Nebraska for this 24-25 season.
As Morgan hits both foul shots, it's going to be interesting to watch Braden Frager. He has really impressed me in the practices I've seen.
We're just looking at him in front of us here, wearing number 5 this year for Nebraska. I mean, he does not look like a freshman. He looks like a sophomore or junior with how he's put together.
Yeah, reclassified. He should be a senior at Southwest High here in Lincoln. He's 17 years old, and he looks like a man. Deep left corner, 3-ball, good. Up and down by Cale Jacobson.
Finally knocks one down from 3 for the red team. We've always talked about Cale and his ability, and he showed it right there. Lefty. We have a lot of lefties on this team this year, too. Which, how many do we have?
Well, let's see.
You got Janowski.
Yeah.
You've got Frager. You've got Cale. Am I missing anybody? Bear K. So we got 4.
Yeah, four of them, yep. Janowski will throw it in for the Grays. Up top right side, Morgan. He's handled the ball quite a bit here early on. Here's Janowski back inside to Morgan, driving on Mia. She came up short. Mia with the block out and the rebound. Down to 4 come the Reds. Williams met at the left lane line. Puts it up and in. Good strong move by Bryce.
And that's what we need from Bryce Williams. And, you know, sometimes some games he disappeared last season. We need him, especially offensively, to be aggressive. And not trying to shoot every time, but when he's aggressive, he creates for his teammates as well.
Well, you noticed on that possession and that scoring opportunity, you know, he was not bringing the ball down the floor himself, which he was doing late in the season last year. And note who got him the basketball and got the assist. It was Wooster. And that that's a combination in watching them in practice. It's going to be really good this year.
It really is. And just it gives Fred and the staff some options to really push the tempo with a true point guard out there. And then it gets your scorers, your main scorers, running up the floor on the wings, down the sidelines, and you saw it right there. A great pass up the floor by Wooster to find Bryce Williams on the left side, and he's able to attack the rim. And your point is perfect, where last season, those last 10 games...
Kind of hard to give yourself an assist in that sense.
Yeah, Bryce was the outlet. Bryce was the point guard. So a lot of opportunities there. If we get out and run with our size and ability to finish at the rim, and you have Ulis and Wooster running point, those guys will find you. If you're open, they will find you.
Now we're going to see Justin Bolas, the walk-on from Lincoln High School, and on the floor for the first time. And he's one of those guys. When I mentioned there are 14 or 15 guys that can play, he's one of them. There's four walk-ons. And if you need help, I think Bolas is a guy that can help you. And Williams now shows his versatility, hits a three after scoring on a two on his last shot.
I think he's improved his shot-making ability, too. Now, he made a lot of big shots last year, but I think he's going to be even more consistent, more lethal coming into this season.
Here's Bolas with the ball. 6'10", goes across the key to the right elbow, winding up with Janowski. He shoots it over Wooster, and it's in and out. He's a lefty. The rebound to Buchtengel, down the floor to Williams. Williams backs his way down the right sideline. Cross court left. Frager to Wooster, quickly to Williams again, the right side in the paint. Buchtengel, left-handed finish, missed it. Good ball movement, though.
It was great ball movement. That one, you know, Bearkay, that one... You can't miss those. That was just an easy bunny on the left side and just flat out threw it over the rim.
Ulis is going to check in at the next dead ball for the Grays and Gary for the Reds. Here's Asijan still yet to shoot the ball. And Janowski, cross court right. Griffith's got a three. Got it. That's what he does right there.
And a good find by our freshman. Janowski getting right in the middle of the paint. Really good jump stop. Sometimes you see freshmen leave their feet to pass, but good jump stop. And found Griffiths in the corner.
Here's Frager. He drives the ball. Kicks it out off a double team right side. Shot good by Jacobson. And again, Frager showing his versatility and his skills. Taking the ball inside, drew the double and found Jacobson.
Really good pass. Lefty to lefty. And Cale Jacobson 2-for-2. But all of a sudden, we're raining threes here at the Devaney Center.
Here is Bolas with the ball. Mishandled it. Turnover against the Grays. Got sped up a little bit.
Yeah, sped up. You're trying to go to his left hand. Got bumped and just unable to handle it out of bounds. But just watching this so far, and you see the size that we have and the different weapons that we're using right now.
It's fun, isn't it?
And what I really like, too, is just everybody sharing the basketball. They're like Frager, they're getting double-teamed, finding the open shooter. You have Janowski, the one possession for the gray team for the white team, finding Griffith. So I like how they're sharing the basketball as well.
Williams on a drive inside, threw it up there, missed it, but was fouled, and he'll be at the free throw line when play resumes. We've got a timeout on the floor. We're playing two 16-minute halves here, and we played about halfway through the first half here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Kent Pavelka as we get set for another broadcast season, partner. Well, how many years is it now for us together? If you count full-time and then the years that you...
What year is this for Fred? Time's going...
Is it six? Six for Fred?
I don't
Or is
know.
It his fifth?
It's either fifth or sixth. But either way, I started subbing in back in 2015, I think.
So 9 years.
Yeah. So we had... obviously, last year was a ton of fun, but... I think Fred's got this really going the right direction. And I think, and we talked a lot about it last year and the year prior, where just this whole locker room and culture shift that we had with Sam Griesel's season that really got this program going the right direction. You saw that last year against teams. And I know you talked to your friends about it. I talked to mine, where we weren't always the most talented team when we went out
right.
there. But, man, and it sounds really cliche. I say this all the time, but we played extremely hard on both ends of the floor. And we played together. And that, you know, this level, when you have experience like we have, it can win you some games where you have some really elite freshmen coming in on, you know, some of the major programs, and they're rotating freshmen through. But those freshmen are hard to count on, and they don't know quite what it means to win and what the recipe is to win. It's all that sometimes is about, you know, the name on the back instead of the name on the front. But this program, what we have, is about the name on the front. And I think this season with having 10 or 11 guys that can play, well, guess what, Ken? If you're not playing well, you're not playing hard, they're gonna sub you out and put someone back in that there's no drop-off. So they have that luxury of going, okay, if you're not going to play the way we want, we're going to put someone in that will. And I think that really helped our team last season. I think it's going to help our team this season. And going back to that culture comment, even if you get subbed out, you're cheering on your teammate. And that's what this team, the last year's team and the year prior, everybody really cheers for one another and cares about their teammates as well.
Well, it's going to be hard to see what I'm about to say in this game, in this scrimmage. But you think back to the character and the nuts and bolts of last year's team. You think of Casey, you think of Josiah Alec, and you think of Rink Mast and the things that they did. Now, you know, I don't know that we're going to see who is the Josiah Alec, the guy that just gives up his body and, you know, fulfills that role. Or will we have anybody that plays like that? You have to have somebody like that. Rink Mast, of course, the offense went through him. And then Casey, you know, a guy that just lit it up. And you know, I don't know that you've got players that can be those things. But we've got to find out who are the players, the three or four players that are going to give them those unique attributes this year that can give you that kind of success.
Yeah, give it to you every single night, too, and be consistent every single night, night in and night out. And as you know, with the conference schedule, even our non-conference schedule, it is a long season. You need to have those three, four, five guys that are going to give you that consistency.
Yeah, and if you start with a 10, 11-man rotation, there's a missed shot by Janowski, rebounded by Griffiths, working on Frager, kicks it out to Euless, behind the back dribble, backs it out in the midcourt. Gary's got him, comes left off the screen by Bolas. Here's Griffiths again, out it comes, and Azijan misses the short on a three. It's kind of hard. You kind of retard the speed with which you find that combination if you're playing 10, 11 guys.
Yeah, and that's going to be one of the challenges for Fred to find that 8-9 man rotation and what combinations work and what combinations may not work. And right now the red team's got it going. They're up 24-9 and shooting the ball really well.
Here's a pickoff by Williams in the passing lane and the tomahawk jam with a right hand in transition. Now you start, when you talk about this team, you start talking about this team with when you look at Bryce Williams and Juwan Gary. And here's a cleanup basket by Griffiths, Johnny, on the spot. Come up with a loose ball.
Well, and Bryce Williams, he's going to be our guy. And I was a little bit upset when they came out with the All-Big Ten preseason team of 10 players, and Bryce has left off that list where we finished third last season. And Bryce is going to be a fantastic player. He was a fantastic last year, and he was left off that list.
Here's Buchton. Joe draws a double, kicks it out. Jacobson, another three, missed this one. Rebounded, put back by Frager. See how strong he is?
And he's athletic, man. Everybody I've talked to that knows him from his days at Southwest says he is extremely athletic, and the build on him right there, you saw it, cleans up that offensive board and could have probably dunked that one.
He has not approached his freshman year at 17 years old in a subservient kind of posture. I mean, you can watch him in practice. He intends to play. Now, he may, in the end, you know, agree to a red shirt, perhaps. I don't know. But, you know, I think he believed when he got on campus this summer that he was good enough to play, and he showed me that he is.
Well, yeah, and I think he's wanting to play. And you saw it right there, the trust that his teammates have in him. Right there, a three-on-two opportunity for the red team. Bryce Williams bringing up the floor. Tries to throw a lob to Frager, got tipped out of bounds, but he thinks he's athletic and knows he is.
There you
athletic.
Go. There's a seizure. Sorry, Jake. That's two of baskets by him. That's what he was brought in to do. Yeah. Three ball from deep on the left sideline. Buchton Gel with the ball. Frager's got it now. High post to Mia back in the game, out on the floor, guarded by Morgan. They switch that. Buchton Gel shoots it. Missed the three. The lefty can't score it, and the rebound, the ball goes out of bounds. And
Mia, again, battling. He is just relentless. I love what I see out of him. If that's how he plays, he can fill that role of Josiah Alec. But Mia just crashing the offensive board. But I like what Bearcay's doing. You know, you see his skill set early on in this scrimmage where can score inside out, a really good lefty stroke. Just missed that one from the right wing.
He is 6'10", 244 pounds, out of Bursa, Turkey. And I got screened out by Coach Hoiberg. Not sure who made that shot.
Braden Frager knocked that down from the short corner on the right side.
So the Grays with the ball. Seeing everybody play that's suited up here, except for Burt. Henry Burt, I think, is the only guy that hasn't gotten in the game. Bounce pass right side as the ball goes out of bounds off the Reds. Whites or the Grays maintain possession. Haven't seen Jeffrey Grace or Henry Burt, the only guys that are suited up who've not seen the floor. Hoiberg will throw it in. This is an inter-squad scrimmage that they open to the public, and getting our first peek at the talent level and the mix of talent that will eventually form this basketball team.
Yeah, and it's great for the fans to see this, great for you and I to see this just before the season gets rolling, but it really gives the coaches some film in a game-like setting to show these guys what they can all work on.
Look at that. Asija now has hit a couple straight threes, and he's just got such a pure stroke. That's what I said. You know, with Griffiths and him, I don't know that you're going to miss Casey that much. You'll miss him as a personality, for sure. And Buchtin Jill inside misses another bunny.
Yeah, that was one that Bearcay wants back. But you're right, where with Griffiths and with Asijan.
And here's a three ball up and no good by Hoiberg, rebounded by Wooster. Now watch how fast he gets down the floor. Diagonal pass in the paint as they turn it over. Extra pass, Gary to Buchtin Jill turns into a turnover. On the other end, Morgan drives and is fouled hard from behind by Gary.
And look at the hustle. I love it. Where these guys hustling in this scrimmage. You know, when you see that, though, that might have been one that Gary lets go in this type of game to not have that hard foul on Morgan from behind. But you see the pace at which we can play and push the tempo with our two true point guards that we have on the team this season.
Got just under 4 minutes to go in the first half, first of two 16-minute halves in this inter-squad scrimmage. Let's take a 30-second timeout on the Huskers Radio Network.
Being game day ready means bringing the diehard passion all in, all the time. And now, you can show your Husker pride everywhere you go with the Husker Visa debit card. Free with FNBO free checking. Gear up, game on, and give it up for the big red. Every time you pay, the Husker Visa debit card. Only at FNBO, the bank of Husker Nation. Bring it. Get yours today at FNBO.com/Huskers. Member FDIC.
Just thinking, Jake, score doesn't mean anything. Reds are ahead of the Whites here, and the Whites are wearing gray jerseys again.
Let's confuse us anymore.
Two
guys like us easily confused.
Red, Whites, and Grays.
And they're just throwing us off here today.
30-17, Reds lead. And again, I think the thing that is difficult from the standpoint of a fan or even us watching this is to walk away from this and have really any idea what the team will look like, you know, when you're playing for when it really counts. And, you know, not only in the non-conference, but, you know, in when you imagine January and February, you know, you just don't know.
You don't. You really don't. And like we mentioned, where even in this scrimmage, I mean, you're each coaching staff for their respective red or white team, they're calling out plays. Well, guess what? The other team knows that vocabulary and what they're running, what to expect, knows what they're supposed to be doing on that offensive end, so they can cheat a little bit defensively to try to cut that off. So it's really difficult to tell. What this is it gives the coaches and the players a chance to see, you know, with ball movement and player movement, what they can do differently to counter that defense, knowing what they're doing. But really it is for the fans to see them get these guys some game action, just to get even more prepared for that first tip on November 4th.
And, of course, most folks watch the ball go through the basket, and that's what they're most interested in, most impressed by, is who can score and who can shoot. So we've seen some evidence of the guys we knew could do it today.
Yeah, that's
Asijan,
Griffiths, Williams. I mean, Kale Jacobson has knocked down a couple. But those guys, we need to have that role filled. And Bearcay's struggled a little bit so far. He's 1-for-5 in his first scrimmage as a Husker.
Missed free throw by Morgan, rebounded by Buchtengel. Here's Wooster. You know, we haven't seen what Wooster can do, really. Here's Buchtengel down inside. Hesitation, finishes with a left hand. Good little head fake there down inside, and the defense went up in the air, and he did.
But just more good two-man games there, and Bearcay with a good catch in traffic and finish it with his strong hand.
Here's Morgan up top on the left side of the floor. Gives it off to Hoiberg. Skip pass right side, Griffiths. Works on Wooster on the floor with the ball. Left sideline of Sejan. Working on Jacobson. Drives him. Throws one up. Missed it. Rebounded by Mia. His agent hit the deck. Here's Buchtengel the other way. Deep left corner. Gary shoots the three. Got it. Jawan Gary. Here comes Hoiberg the other way. Hoiberg picked up by Buchtengel. Off right side, Griffiths. Missed that three. Rebounded by Wooster. Down the floor he comes. Wooster looking for an early opportunity. Gives to Gary on the sideline. Skip pass in the paint. Jacobson down inside. Good cut by Buchtengel on the pass by Jacobson.
It looked like the white team is in a little bit of a matchup zone and just left that bottom line man open and just cut right in front of their face.
Euless inside the paint scores it over Wooster. I'm seeing the abilities on display by all these guys here. What would you walk away with saying if you just walked out of here right now about this team, the first time you've seen them?
Well, I'm going to go back to our prior comments on just how skilled this team is, and I'm saying that from, you know, passing, cutting, shooting, all the little things, handling the basketball. You know, both teams only 7 turnovers combined, and you can see just the skill set that this has, and I'm going to say the tempo at which these point guards are able to bring. I think those are the two main things that have jumped out, you know, these first 14 minutes of the scrimmage.
They really are good at pushing the ball. Here's Williams, pull up three, airballed it. Not a good shot.
Terrible shot. But that's one, again, you go, you watch the film, and these players go, the coaches go, hey, Bryce, that was not a well-informed, well-advised shot right there. But that's something that they can show. That way we can get ready for the season and what we can improve on in practice.
That's one the coaches don't have to say anything. They'll just give him a look.
Correct.
You know, here's Euless with the ball, left lane line, spins, misses, rolls around the rim and pops out. Red team the other way. With it is Mia, big 7'1", 265-pound center, and the ball ping-ponged and pinballed out of bounds. Reds will retain possession.
And the Whites, the size they have out there right now with Janowski and Euless, Hoiberg, and Asijan, they have Morgan in there, but they're pretty small compared to what the Red team has out there right now. And Williams, Jacobson, Mia, Gary, and Frager, the freshman.
Yeah. Jacobson will throw the ball in. Got it on the sideline by the other freshman, Janowski. Now it's Williams working on Hoiberg. Double team comes. He's in trouble. Skip pass up top. Frager fakes outside, goes inside. Strong move and finish with the left hand for Braden Frager. I'm telling you, he looks the part, doesn't he?
He does, and I like the fact he didn't just settle for the three there. And a lot of times freshmen will just sit up there and cast it, but instead he puts the ball on the deck, hit a strong hand right down the left lane line.
He's got the ball in the left corner is Janowski. Behind the back, bounce pass, and a finish by Asijan. What a pass. He was on the lane line and blindly behind the back, bounced it in the corner. Here's a steal as Morgan comes the other way and lays it in. Seeing some skill here, man.
We are, and it's good. I think we're going to see a lot more tempo, a lot more pace this season, and guys all around that can shoot the rock.
Williams with the ball, driving high-low. Demia, back right side, Jacobson. He cuts across the key. Back cutting is Frager against Janowski. Double teamed out to Gary. He drives the ball right past two defenders and the finish. Talking about some skill, man.
That's what I'm saying. The ball movement right there, side to side along the baseline. Nobody forcing anything. And able to get Gary a really good look inside.
Deep left corner. Three ball of Sejan. Another. Boy, he's here, man.
You think the red team might want to guard him? That's four straight threes for Connor Sejan.
What was it I said about CJ and Casey not missing them?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I We'll miss those guys, obviously, but I think these guys will fill that role that we have brought in. And I think you hit the nail on the head with Keze, especially, where we'll miss the personality of Tominaga running and just delighting the crowd with his gestures and whatnot. But this team, I'm telling you, we're going to be a lot of fun to watch. And can, I think, really have some big explosions in that scoring category where, you know, you don't know who's going to score on a given night. I think our main guy, obviously, is going to be Bryce Williams. He's going to be our go-to guy. But outside of Bryce,
I would say that Asijan has been the most visually exciting player besides Bryce here in the first half in terms of perimeter players. And then the two bigs, obviously, are going to give you some things that, you know, are not as obvious visually, but, you know, get a lot of dirty work done inside that they were not able to do last year because they didn't have players like that.
I agree. I completely agree where, you know, I think last year you really relied on the scoring of Rinkmast a lot, Gordon. This season, we're not going to rely on that front court to score a lot. I just don't think we're going to, where you have Morgan and Mia. I mean, they're going to have some games where they get 10, 15, maybe 20, but not as much as you saw last year with Mast. And then you go down, and I'm going to include these guys in the front court, even though they can slide to the two or play three. But I'm going to say Juwan Gary, Gavin Griffiths, and then Bearkay. Those guys can be included in that front court. They're going to be relied on to score more than Mia and Morgan.
Right. But
I think going back, Bryce Williams is going to be our guy. He's going to be our go-to guy in crunch time and our main scorer. But I think outside of him, you might have Connor Asijan go for 25 one night, and then the next night he may go for 5. And then that's that same night, you know, someone else is going to score 20. So we're going to have so many different weapons, much like last year. We didn't know who's going to be our leading scorer on a given night. I think you're going to have that a lot in this season as well, but that just shows the depth. And I think the depth is obviously good for a lot of reasons, but I think what I commented on earlier, it gives the coaching staff, the bench can oftentimes be your best coaching tool, and we can sub a guy in and have no drop-off whatsoever.
Well, I was thinking the same thing while we were talking during the action. By the way, the break is extra long because it's halftime, but thought occurred to me in the days behind the microphone for the football team, Tom Osborne, the best thing he had was competition.
That's right.
You know, and as a coach, you don't have to put up with mistakes or any kind of issues anybody has. You know, when you've got players who are waiting to play and can deliver.
Yeah, next man up mentality, and those guys can deliver. But it also, I think your point's great, where at practice, think how good these practices are now with how deep we are. You know, we're, you know, 10, 11, maybe 12 deep that guys could really legit play on different seasons or different teams, where at practice they're battling against each other. So that just raises that level as well and gets this team more prepared. And, you know, I think the main question that I've been asked, and you probably have been too, is, you know, where does this team fit athletically? Where are they at from an athleticism standpoint? Because everybody has in their mind that A&M game where athletically A&M, you know, gave us fits last year in that NCAA tournament game. But I think, you know, in watching this first half of 16 minutes of the play, I think this team is a lot more athletic than what they're given credit for. And I think defensively this year, this team will be able to stay in front of those guards like they had at A&M. You start with, you know, with Ulis and Wooster and Hoiberg and Williams and Gary. You know, those guys guarding the guards, they can defend. Even Gavin Griffiths, I think he is surprisingly will surprise a lot of people with his athleticism, his on-ball defensive ability as well. And he's got size, too, where I'll compare him to Bryce Williams last year. Bryce is 6'7", could defend 1 through 4. I think Griffiths can be that same guy just because of his length, and that can really bother people. But both those guys can move their feet as well. So I think athletically we're going to be better than we were last year, and our length is going to help defend teams like the A&Ms of the world.
Yeah, well put. If I had to tell you what my vision is of based on how this team looks today and has looked in the practices that I saw, I would have told you up until about 3 weeks ago, I saw a 10-man rotation, but now I see 11. And it's easier to say who's not in it than who is in it. But I have included Braden Frager with the 10 guys that I thought early on or all along would be in the rotation to start the season. You got Wooster and Williams and Mia and Buchtengel and Gary, and then I'd add Frager to the mix with Euless, Sejan, Morgan, Hoiberg, and Hoiberg. Now that leaves out guys like Janowski, Bolus. I think that if you have some injuries, they could step into that role of 11 players.
Yeah, but even Cale Jacobson.
Cale.
So you have all those guys.
Three more on top of 11 is 14.
And that's what I love. That's what we were talking about where at practice. You just look at how good these practices are where, three, four, 5 years ago where you had a really solid maybe starting five with a huge drop-off after players 5 and 6, right?
Yeah, and even to be fair, the top five were not as good as the top five in this team.
No,
right?
I'm not. I'm just saying to your comment about the football team back in the '90s, where the practices were almost harder than games,
right?
And I think this team has that with how good and how skilled and how big 1 through 11, 12 is. You're playing 5-on-5 in practice, and it's a legit game type experience.
It is, and you don't have to have a scout team. You've got your second team is your scout team, but and they're good enough to play. But here's the thing: we talk about all this, and people are listening and thinking it's over the top analysis in terms of what this team could do or how good they look. To be fair. Now you turn the page and go home and start looking at the players they got to play against in the Big Ten.
Well,
you got to remember that. So it's going to take this level of talent and depth to get back to the tournament, to be good enough to get back to the tournament.
It absolutely is. And you look at our schedule. You look at the league. Obviously, adding the four teams with UCLA, USC, Oregon, and Washington. So that'll be a fun experience for fans both at home and then obviously. Going to those away venues, but it's going to be a gauntlet, man.
It's
going to be even more brutal than it has been the last handful of years, where it's going to be tough. I think if you finish 10 or better in the league, I think you're going to the tournament. I really do. I think that's kind of your barometer. And you see all the preseason polls. You mentioned the Athletic had us at 8. Some have us at 12. Some have us at 14.
Yeah,
but it's
they don't to add to that, I got to interject this because I said this off the air.
Yep,
it doesn't bother me at all because these guys don't have any idea what they're talking about.
Well,
so-called writers. I mean, all you have to do to be a writer now is have a computer and have somebody that can design something that looks nice, and you can be a writer.
Yeah, and you mentioned that some of those articles or preseason polls had. Talked about Rink Mass playing.
Yeah.
Hello. He's not playing. But we were picked 12th last year out of 14, and we finished third. So it doesn't bother me. But it's going to be a tough league. But I will say this though, and kind of looking at the league's rosters, who they had turnover with, and what they're bringing back in, I don't think that there is a clear number one like we've had. With Purdue last year.
Well, they're saying Purdue again is what they're saying.
Well, that's what they're saying, but you lose a guy like Zach Edey. That's hard to replace. I mean, we've talked about our players that we need to replace, but no one likes Zach Edey.
Well, a lot of the teams that they're thought highly of by the writers are teams that have had the high-profile NIL portal guys come in and five-star freshmen.
Correct.
Rutgers would be a good
with
example.
With Harper.
Yeah.
And
the other guy. They're supposed to be like two
Ace Bailey.
Ace Bailey, 2 and 3 in the NBA draft.
Right. But then you go back and you okay. Well, who was the team that beat Kentucky in the tournament last year? They made 100 threes. I mean, they had no business beating them. And you have, obviously, NBA talent on Kentucky. That is good, but that's why I go back to my comment. If you're not playing together, not playing hard, talent doesn't mean anything. You got to have some, obviously, but you got to play the right way, as a team, too.
Look at Indiana the last few years.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? They didn't have a very good point guard, but they had talent, and they didn't.
They couldn't win.
They were underachievers. So the second 16-minute half is underway. Here's Connor Asijan, who was very impressive shooting the ball in the first 16-minute half. Out to Hoiberg, now to Griffiths, driving with the left hand, draws two defenders, extra touch pass. Hoiberg winds up with it, drives, nothing for him. Back to Asijan, shoots the three, got it. Connor Asijan, he's going to be fun for me.
I mean, has he touched the rim at all when he's shooting these threes? That's his fifth three he's knocked down now.
69 threes 2 years ago for Wisconsin as a freshman. He was on the all-freshman team. Somehow or another, Greg Gard got it in his head that he couldn't play last year. Now, he got hurt. Who was the guy that wound up at Kansas? Was it Blackwell? He was a victim of being, they recruited over him. And so he didn't have any playing time. He got hurt. I'm telling you, you don't let him go if you're Greg Gard. Here's another one. It's in and out.
Right online, right in front of us. He just barely missed that one. But, yeah, that's a great pickup, and he is such a good fit for what Coach Hoiberg and staff want to do offensively in this program.
Mia with the ball. Big 7-1 center to Gary. The lob back to Mia. The touch shot is no good. He kind of was off balance and the ball not delivered right where it needed to be. Here's Hoiberg driving. Weak side bounce pass. Griffiths drives past his defender. Dumps it off, and Morgan with a jam. Good find there.
A great play, and that's what Gavin Griffiths can do. Can put it on the deck at 6'8", and found Morgan wide open.
Buchtenfeld with the basketball. He has not done all that much in this scrimmage. Now is Gary, open three. Off the back of the rim, not good. Rebound by Mia. Man, is he a load? How'd you like to get run into by him?
I wouldn't want to at all.
Here's Morgan with the ball on the other end. In the paint to Euless. Extra pass. Left corner jumper. Asijan missed it. But again, they're all online.
They're all online, and the last two go in and out. And every time he lets it go, it just looks great. I mean, very similar to Kaze. Every time he shot it, you thought it was going in. It looked good. And that's what Asijan has, just a pure stroke. But he missed his last two. He is now Asijan's 5 of 9 from three in this scrimmage.
So. Yeah, he's got 15 points and 5 of 9 from three. And then Williams on the other team, the Reds, has 12 points to lead the way in scoring. 41-33 if you're keeping score. No one cares about the score in this game.
No, I don't think so. But I think Asijan was a really good pickup, and obviously getting – I think Gavin Griffiths from Rutgers, too. Obviously, Big Ten transfers, but...
Both the five guys are big, good pickups. Mia and Morgan. Wooster at point guard, a good pickup. Buchtenfeld, I think, has the potential to be special, but hasn't been so much today. Here's a bad pass pick off by Griffiths. Now to Hoiberg, right past Mia. And two extra passes, Asijan, three ball, no. And a follow dunk with two hands by Griffiths, and that's what he can do.
Man, I mean, I'm telling you, he is way underestimated athletically, and he showed it right there, exploding off the floor to tip that and dunk it in. Gavin Griffiths.
Well, he was a four-star recruit that went to Rutgers, played there 1 year, and here's a jump shot no good by Buchtenfeld. They scrapped for the loose ball. Griffiths got it and fouled on a block by Buchtenfeld. Griffiths, or rather, Euless fouled. Yeah, he was highly recruited. Top 50 recruit, Gavin Griffiths out of Simsbury, Connecticut.
Well, I think he headed down to Rutgers and UConn out of high school. So, I mean, that's telling you how elite he was in high school.
I remember the first time we saw him in a road game at Rutgers. Man, he came off the bench. He had 10 points in a blink of an eye. Here's a drive across the key by Griffiths to Hoiberg. chips it outside, and Essejian drives it. And now that might have been a travel there.
He finished that back. We're getting screened off by the coaches here, but the white team getting back in this game down four.
Here's Gary with the basketball. Juwan left-handed pass to Williams. Williams guarded by Euless on the wing. Backs his way in. Switch defensively. Gets it out to Gary. Right sideline Wooster. To Gary again. Swings it left to Williams. Seven on the shot clock. Williams against Euless. Double pumps. Puts one up and in off the glass. Bryce Williams.
And he wanted a foul there. And Braxton Mee on the deck. He's been on the floor 100 times in this scrimmage. But he went down hard there. And you could feel it.
You could feel the floor shake.
On the floor.
On the other end of the floor.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you.
Really could.
The dude is huge.
That's not hyperbole. We actually felt, it's like, is this an earthquake zone? Yeah, he's a big man.
And I want to go back to that play when Gary tried throwing a lob to Braxton Mee, and I didn't think you could throw one too high for him, but Gary threw that one about the top of the backboard, and Braxton still almost got it.
Here's Euless. The Essejian coming right, gives it off to Griffiths. Back to Euless, coming left off the Morgan screen. Double team, skip past deep right corner. The Essejian extra pass Griffiths, drives right past Gary down inside. He overpassed the ball. He had a floater
there.
Yeah,
he did.
Here's Williams on the other end. The Euro step finish with a right hand scoop.
And Bryce now has 16 points in this scrimmage.
Going to see Janowski check in at the next dead ball. Euless with the ball right past Gary. Floater to the rim, scores it, and one for Euless.
He can get to the rim, man. I'll tell you what. He can put the ball on the deck and really explode in the paint. He showed it right there, taking the contact on Bearkay and getting the and one.
Hope you're enjoying our broadcast on Huskers.com and the Huskers app. Just a programming note, you know, you're able to, anytime you want to, listen on the app and sync up our broadcast with what you're seeing on TV. It's pretty easy. Television action's ahead of what we're doing on the radio and what you're hearing on the app. You just pause the TV and let the audio catch up and vice versa.
Yeah, it works.
It's pretty simple.
It works really well.
Because you can pause the audio on the Huskers app, too.
Yep, get your phone, your iPad, your computer, you know, synced up, Bluetooth to a speaker at home, and you can pause either one. So whichever one's ahead, you can pause it and get it all synced up. So it works pretty slick for all Husker events. You do it with volleyball, do it with football, and it's a much better listen than listen to some of the TV sound.
Even the basketball broadcast.
Yes.
Yeah. I assume you were, when you say it's a much better listen, you were complimenting.
I was complimenting
Greg.
I was complimenting
John
everybody.
Baylor. Not, yeah. You weren't saying we're a better listener.
Well, you are.
Now, see, you're digging yourself out of the hole. No, it's been fun to do this because we've been able to talk about the team and get away from describing the action so much this afternoon. And I keep going back to you and asking the same basic question because this is the first time you've seen them. Any more thoughts, just in general, about what you see? And let me ask you this. Waiting for conversation. If it just Seamus has something for us?
He asked if we wanted the stat sheets. Like, we don't need the stat sheets.
Let me ask you the question this way. I'm just throwing this to you cold. What do you see that's missing, maybe? See anything that's missing?
Well, it's hard to tell in this, but I'll say the one thing that's missing would be that Josiah Alec player.
Yeah, I said
that. And that's where, but in this type of scrimmage, I know you want to play hard and play that way all the time, but it's also got to play smart, especially in these types of situations. But who's going to be that energy guy? You obviously have one of them with Sam Hoiberg.
And Gary. Juwan.
I think that's the main thing I haven't seen yet. I think Braxton and Morgan have shown that, but it's hard to tell in this type of scenario.
I've been thinking about the answer to that, your question, and I envision maybe Raleigh Wooster being that
guy.
Yeah,
he could be. He very well could be. And I think the other thing is just defensively. How good will this team be defensively? And again, it's hard to tell in this situation where, as a defender, you know what – it's hard to get things going. Everybody knows what they're trying to do defensively and knows where to attack as well.
Buchtenjell just hit a nice pull-up, Jay. Here's Sam Hoiberg on the other end. Wooster, pump fake, jab step. Brings it out with a pass to Hoiberg, who drives it on Gary. Skip pass right corner, extra pass. Janowski to Sejan, and again to Hoiberg, who drives the ball, draws the double. Out it comes. Janowski's three, no good. One of four lefties on this team. Down the floor, Gary to Williams in a corner. Jacobson. Now Gary drives the ball, and the cutter from the weak side is Jacobson with the finish in the left hand.
Really good catch, too. Good pass there by Gary, but better catch by Cale Jacobson.
Janowski's got it, gives to Asijan, now to Morgan. Nobody in the paint. Five out look. Here's Griffiths, far sideline. Winds up in the hands of Morgan. Morgan with a handoff to Asijan coming to it. Switches directions, draws the double, out to Griffiths, shoots over Gary, short-armed it. Rebound on a good box out by Buchtenjell and out of bounds off of the Whites.
Griffiths kind of hesitated there, didn't he? Coming from right to left, from the right wing to the left wing, and caught it clean, but it kind of double clutched going up.
Yeah.
That's one that he needs to knock down. But just the action, though, and I'll comment on this, the unselfishness so far in this scrimmage has been really good. You look at 14 assists on 21 made field goals for the Red, and you got 8 assists on 15 mid-field goals for the Whites, so a lot of share of the basketball on both sides.
Yeah, assists to turnovers, good. And that can be, in a subtle way, almost a problem if you overpass the ball, you know, passing up good shots. Right corner, Frager, lefty misses, rebound by Griffiths. Now it comes to Janowski. Coming down the floor for the Reds, or the Whites, rather. Here's Griffiths. To Asijan, far side of the floor, in the corner, Hoiberg's got it. Left lane line extended, Bolas has got it, cutters off of him, coming to it is Griffiths, drives the ball, floater, no good from the baseline, got his own, put back, no good, put back up, no good. Man, what athleticism quickly off the floor
really
was Griffiths.
Is. I'm telling you, people are going to underestimate him the entire season on his athleticism, and he is quick off the floor.
Here's Buchtenjell up top left side, got it, he's hit a couple in a row now. You see, there's a lot of people can hurt you on this floor in a lot of different ways.
I agree. And this team, I'm telling you, can score in bunches.
Here's Bolas with the ball. That will not be his role. Bolas drives the ball, spins inside against Buchtenjell with the left hand. Can't finish. They crash the boards. Buchtenjell's got it. Gives it up now to Jacobson across the timeline left side. Jacobson stops, pivots, looks for help. And we got timeout.
Bear K down here on the left. Coming up a little gimpy. I'm not sure if you got, a Charlie horse or
limping with the right foot, right hand, right leg. Griffiths comes out and Buchtenjell's walking it off.
Yeah, he's fine. I think he got maybe a knee to the thigh, a Charlie horse or something.
Mm-hmm. That's why the stoppage. But you know, in trying to take all this in as it happens, about the time you start thinking about the potential of each guy that makes a good play, you know, you're off 2-3 passes and somebody else has drawn your eye.
You're right, where you go, man, that was a really good play.
Here's Siege and another three for him.
His 6-3 of the afternoon.
Casey, who? Here is Wooster with the ball. Up top now to Frager. To Wooster again, drives past Hoiberg, down inside, tried to get it to Mia. Tipped around, Euless gets it out of thin air. Euless comes the other way, no numbers for him. Screen set for him by Bolas. Left side as Hoiberg steps into a three, no good. And the rebound run down by Williams.
A good find by Euless. That's what I'm telling you. These two guys, Wooster and Euless, they're going to find you if you're open.
Here is Wooster driving. Throws it in the right corner. Now to Frager. Drives the ball. Dishes out. Another extra pass and the dunk by Mia.
And that's
unselfish basketball.
It is, but that's what Braxton Kent is going to be able to do. We haven't had a guy that can catch it on the block and just go up and just dunk it in traffic. And he showed it right there. He had some contact down low and just went up and threw it down. And
that's a great point, Jake. I mean, we haven't had anybody like that.
Since probably Kamani. I really do, where you catch it on the block and traffic around him just goes up and explodes and two-hand dunk on the defense. And
that was not Rink Mass's game, and
no,
Joe was a little bit too small to do it.
And he wasn't able to just, you know, do that in traffic. So that's something we haven't seen in probably 20 years. So that's great to see, too. So just all these little pieces.
Exactly.
And how can Fred and crew, you know, find those lineups? What levers can they pull? What buttons can they push?
Well, I mean, you've got your tools on the bench, and it will depend on who you're playing. And he'll see what is the most useful tool in terms of who's defending.
It will.
And who, you know, it's going to be fun to watch.
It's going to be. And you're going to see, you know, just going through our schedule, obviously the first couple games at home, you know, we should be able to take care of business. I'm not going to ever guarantee a win because you never know in college athletics anymore. But then you go to our neutral site game.
Sioux Falls and St. Mary's.
Sioux Falls, November 17th against St. Mary's. And St. Mary's, they're supposed to have a really solid team, and they have a great program. They're good year in, year out. So that's going to be our first true test. And I was talking with some of the assistants before the scrimmage here about that game, and that's going to be essentially a home game for us. So, Husker fans, go buy your tickets right now. Make the trek to Sioux Falls.
I don't know how many tickets are left, Jay.
It is a great experience at the Pentagon there. Small venue, and Sioux Falls is a really fun town. So I'm looking forward to that one. So that's going to tell you a lot on that game November 17th.
Kind of like last year when you had these home games that if you played the way you're supposed to, you win. You know, you would think that potentially you got that kind of schedule again, in that you had Oregon State in Sioux Falls, you had Creighton.
Yep.
Same thing this year.
Yep.
And to add that now, you've got that tournament in Hawaii. And some of those teams are going to be better than you think.
Oh, it's you're playing in those gyms. I've been to that tournament, and we've been to the one in the Cayman Islands or the ones in Orlando. They're quiet gyms, so you got to bring your own energy and rely on yourself and rely on your teammates. But you look at that schedule, you start off with Rio Grande Valley, Bethune-Cookman, and Fairleigh Dickinson. And then you go play St. Mary's and Creighton, so you have the back-to-back really tough tests early in this season.
Here's Janowski with the ball to Sejan. White's working the ball on the perimeter. Ulis has got it. Dances around, draws the double team. Left corner, Janowski airballed it into the lap of Ulis, who finishes it point blank.
Was that a pass?
I think it was. An assist from Janowski to Ulis. Braxton Mia hit a free throw on that last possession by the Reds. He's now got 5.7 rebounds, leading both teams in rebounding. Williams to Frager, and now it's Jacobson with the ball. Jacobson to Mia, goes to the left elbow. In the right corner, here's Williams. Steps in on one dribble, missed the shot. Good, strong rebound by Frager. See what I'm talking about with him?
Freshman, big-bodied freshman in there.
He's physically capable.
And he looks, he's listed on this roster right now. He's at 6'7". He's a legit 6'7".
Jake, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this is accurate. Frager was not a first-team All-Stater on either of the two publications that choose All-State teams. I don't believe.
I don't believe he was either, but I don't know for certain. Where's our stats guy at?
I don't know, but, you know, if I'm correct, what in the H is that about?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy can play in Power Conference basketball, Power 4 Conference basketball this year, and he didn't make All-State last year.
Yeah.
Here's a shot by Asijan. Got it. Nope, it's short. I thought he got it. It was perfectly on line.
So good. We were right in line with it.
Yeah.
That was your first inaccurate got it of the season.
Yeah. How can you blow a got it? Here's Jacobson with a ball to the right lane line for the Reds. Gary, now left side, Williams square, shoots, misses. Rebound on the paint to Asijan. Got to it before Frager. Down the floor. Griffiths has got the ball on the far side. Hands it off to Asijan. Back to Griffiths. His three on the way. In and out. Defensive rebound by Mia. If he wants to get the ball, he's going to get it.
He's going to get it.
Here's Frager to Mia. Got about 6 minutes left in the scrimmage here. The second of two 16-minute halves, if you will, here in this intra-squad scrimmage. Mia with the ball to Williams down inside on the block, and it's Gary who can't finish over his left shoulder. Rebounded by the Whites. Here's Griffiths in transition. The trailer is Janowski. Janowski cut off at the baseline. Flips it back out to Griffiths. Griffiths pokes it, poked free by Frager.
Thought it was going to be a steal.
Well, again, the versatility and the skill set of Frager. Right?
Yeah, I mean, he's an athletic freshman coming in.
Let me interrupt you and just say something that occurred to me on the way here from Omaha today. And I know you're going to shake this off, but when's the last time a freshman from Lincoln, a freshman came in ready to play like Frager is? I won't even say from Lincoln, but I'm thinking of you. I mean, he's good enough. He was probably good enough to start on those Barry teams, didn't he?
Yeah, he could have been.
Here's Euless. Three ball, no good. Rebound Griffiths. Quick off the floor to Morgan, and now to Janowski behind the back. Bounce pass. Euless's three. Pulled up short. Rebound by Gary.
Some ill-advised shots for the first time right there, but the ball movement has been good.
But we've seen some big boy basketball here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here are the Reds with the ball. Jacobson to Williams. Square shoots the three on the way. No good. Rebounded. And Buchtengel winds up with it. Scores. Old garbage basket there.
Both teams are on a scoring drought about 3 minutes. And finally, Bearcat breaks that for the Red.
Buchtengel has 13 points. And that's on 6 of 11 from the floor. He's at 1 of 3 threes. Has 9 rebounds, or excuse me, he's got 11 rebounds, Buchtengel. And he's that kind of player, Jake, where you're going to see a his line is going to be, he's kind of sneaky effective, I guess where I'm going.
You know
here.
What that reminds me of is Thor.
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden you look up and Thor had
15 points.
Had 8, 8, and 8. And you go, how did that happen?
Yeah.
And I think those guys, and I think Bearcat, and obviously seeing in this scrimmage where he's always in the right spot. He's just really high IQ basketball, and right there, get the tip, gets the steal, always in the right spot.
Yeah, great point, great catch there. And as Coach has said to me after various practices that I've watched, he said he just knows how to play.
Right, and that's what Thor did. You knew how to get in the right spots defensively, the right cuts, the right plays to make offensively.
Here's Janowski wheeling and dealing in the paint. Right side, Griffiths, three ball, no good. Rebound, Jacobson. Under 5 minutes to go here in the second half of this scrimmage. Buchtengel with the ball on the left side, driving it is Wooster. Kicks it out, three on the way. No good by Frager, and the defensive rebound by Griffiths. Down the floor, across the timeline with the pass to Hoiberg. Hoiberg cuts over a screen. Gives it on the left sideline. Morgan. Morgan sets the screen for him. Two-man game. Ball kicked by Jacobson.
Bearcat closing out on Morgan there. Morgan's right in front of us on the left wing, and Bearcat's going, shoot it. Hey, shoot it. And the whole coaching staff to my left's laughing at him, trying to dare the big fella Morgan to take the three. But I do. I think, 3.5 minutes left to go in this scrimmage, but I think to sum it up,
a lot of players.
Where we're, the size that we have this year is upgraded. I'm going to say the skill level has been upgraded on both sides of the floor, and I'm going to go back to that conversation with Bearcat of knowing where to be at defensively,
right?
Knowing when to close out rotations, hedging and attacking on ball screens,
decisions,
and then offensively. Passing the ball has been really good. A lot of unselfishness. A lot of guys that can shoot it. And it was good to see Wooster hit one from downtown. Euless has not. But a lot of guys with a lot of different weapons. And two guys that are really intriguing. And I'm just going to go back with Gavin Griffiths and Bearcat. Those two guys, 6'8". Bearcat is 6'10". But size, can play inside out. Bearcat especially, but a lot of different skill sets those two fellows bring to the floor.
Jake, let me just put it this way. I think that maybe this is a group of 10, 11 guys, a team that is is going to be, it takes some time to determine and for us to see, you know, what their I don't know what their identity is as a team, how they're going to play, what they're going to look like. I mean, think about last year. You had Rink, and you had Josiah Alec, and you had Casey. You know, it was a look. It was an identity. Now, we don't have that yet. But I think, having said that, that this might be a group of players that can be, as a team, as good as they want to be.
Agreed. And I think you being around at practices more will know this, but in talking with coaches and talking with some of the support staff over the last, I'll say, month or so, it appears that these guys really genuinely care for each other too. And there's no divide in this group in the locker room where that can just be a locker room and team killer. But that's a big piece where you're saying these guys rally around each other. They support each other. They can keep making those improvements, you know, early on in this season to where you have that big test against St. Mary's and then go on the road at Creighton.
And you know what? Success breeds success.
That's right.
And if this team can get on a roll, I think they'll grab a hold of that intangible thing, those intangible things that we're talking about, it, that we're alluding to. Here's Janowski with a three who hits it. One of four lefties. We did count right, didn't
yeah,
we?
Finally, finally knocks one down. He's one of four from three, but a really pretty stroke, the freshman from Wisconsin. He's got a big body on him too, but he just may not be able to get into that top 10 rotation this season.
Scored nearly 2,300 points in high school. Here's Gary at the rim off a pass from Wooster. Wooster and Gary have a thing going in practice. A lot of chemistry and transition in particular. Wooster will find Gary on a lot of opportunities. Here inside, Aaron Ulis scoring.
Just the pace of this game, the scrimmage.
Here's Buchtengel to Wooster on the right side, Frager. One bounce. Winds up in the hands of Buchtengel. Left sideline, far side to Jacobson. Back right to Wooster. Crisp ball movement throughout this whole scrimmage. Bounce pass. Just as we say, I guess it was deflected out of bounds.
It was deflected.
So it was going to be a turnover.
Wooster's always looking to pass. He's a pass first, score second point guard. I think Ulis is the same way. I think Ulis may look to score a little bit more than what Wooster does, but I like what I've seen out of those guys. And just to the pace, the tempo, that's what Fred has always wanted to do. And I think you'll see it throughout this season.
Jeff Grace gets into the scrimmage here. Walk-on from Chicago. Played a year as a walk-on under Bobby Hurley at Arizona State, then transferred here. This will be his third season. Redshirted his first season here. Here's Wooster driving the ball, and Ulis stops on the block to the cutting Braden Frager, who scores it with a left hand.
Good cut by the freshman. And
nice touch.
That's what you don't always get out of a freshman, knowing when to cut, where to be at, and give your teammates a chance to give you the rock.
Well, yeah, and think about how fast he's picked that up in one summer.
Yep.
17-year-old freshman, won't be 18 till, I think, November 6th, something like that. Here's Bolus, jump stop, left lane line, kicks out Griffith, jab step, nothing for him. Ulis has got it, works on Henry Burt, who's in the game. Here's Ulis firing and missing just before the shot clock, and the rebound by Buchtengel. He's going to be a personality, I'm telling you. He's got some facial expressions. Throws it off left corner. No good by Frager on the three-point attempt. Rebound run down by Griffiths. Now down the floor to Janowski. Well, we got a minute to go here as we anticipate the beginning of the season on the 27th. Home game against Grand Valley State. Exhibition game in the paint. Bolus missing. Rebound Buchtengel gives it off to Wooster. And a minute 10 to go before the thing's over. Well, actually, our computer is off. 45 seconds to go. I'd say this has been an enlightening experience. I think the fans have got to be anxious to see this team in real action. I mean, there's going to be a lot to cheer for. We've talked about these guys, and a lot has been written about them, said about them, but I think they've shown us every bit of their potential in this scrimmage today. And the good thing is nobody got hurt.
No, and I think, too, you think back to last season, how that ended. We have some guys on this team, this roster, very disappointed in how that season ended. And I think that's made them, you know, even more hungry than what they would have been, where you got the leaders with Bryce Williams, Juwan Gary, Sam Hoiberg, and obviously Rink's still on the team. He's just not able to suit up and put, you know, put his jersey on and go play. But we have some leaders from last year's team on this roster, and we can just build around that, get that chemistry going, have those lineups that really work well. I think we have a lot of pieces to work with.
For the Reds, Bryce Williams, leading scorer with 18 points. Mary-Kay Buchtenjahl added 13, had 13 rebounds, double-double for Mary-Kay. And then for the white team, 20 points by Connor Asijan. He was 7 for 16 from the floor, but 50%, 6 for 12 from 3. And he was the only player in double figures for the Whites as the Reds win at 66-50. Fred talking to the crowd here and telling everybody how much he appreciates them being here today. Maybe we can pick up his last couple words.
It's a very similar to makeup of what we've had the last couple of years. It's a great culture, and we've really enjoyed being around. But just want to thank everybody for coming out here today, and hope you enjoyed what you saw. We'll see you at PBA in 2 weeks for our exhibition game. Thank you.
All right, so...
Husker fans
to
Nebraska.
You got anything more to say about this?
I'm excited. I think, you know, obviously you and I get excited about every season, but just the where this program was 3 years ago to where it is today with the last two seasons building the foundation for now this one, I think I'm really excited because the culture's there, the locker room's there. We've got some really strong leaders on this team and the skill and the size. Yeah, I think this is going to be a lot of fun to watch.
And a group of willing players on top of the, you know, everything that we've talked about in terms of their depth and their size
yep.
and their skill sets. These guys are coachable. And I think it could be another fun year.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be another fun year.
It will be another fun year.
All right, we're going to wrap it up from the Bob Devaney Sports Center on a Sunday afternoon. Red-white inter-squad scrimmage. Kent Pavelka, Jake Muehlheisen will be on the air on the 27th at noon when Grand Valley State is at PBA for an exhibition game ahead of the regular season opener. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we thank you for listening here on the Husker Sports Network.